When was the last time that you went on a retreat? Father Jonathan Meyer, welcome to Rise Up. Our gospel passage today is Luke chapter 9, 22 through 25. When was the last time you went on a retreat? I went on a powerful retreat when I was in college, and there was a huge sign from today's biblical passage. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. It was actually a sign outside. It was letters that just went across the yard of this retreat center. It was a Jesuit retreat center up in Minnesota. And those words, when I would go out for my walk and take some time in silence, pray my rosary, walk through the woods on that retreat, those words stuck with me. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What do you need in your life to lose? What part of your life needs to be gotten rid of? What part of your life needs to be cast out? We need to lose the things in our lives that are completely associated with the world, with the flesh, with the devil. We need to cast them out. Oftentimes a retreat helps us to do that. I'm so very, very blessed as a priest who have been able to be involved in so much retreat ministry, particularly working on confirmation retreats, on youth retreats, on Eucharistic retreats. We're blessed to have marriage retreats here at my parish. We have women's retreats here at my parish. But the opportunity to get away from your normal life, because oftentimes we have to get away, and that's where we're like, wow, I need to get rid of this, this, and this in my life, and I need to add this, this, and this. But it's in the silence, and it's in the getting away. I want to encourage you during this Lenten season to look for an opportunity to make a retreat, even just a half-day retreat, a day retreat. Just go and find a shrine, a church, a holy place. Go on pilgrimage. But to get away from the normal aspects of your life and to find time to just be with the Lord. In our Archdiocese of Indianapolis, we have like 13 perpetual adoration chapels. Go on pilgrimage. Visit all of them. Do something. Get away from the normalness of life. Retreats change our lives. So let's pray for that grace during this Lenten days to do just that.